So welcome to Let's Talk Learning, the space where learning comes alive. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Amy. And together we're part of the National Learning Group and part of a team that is dedicated to transforming the way that young minds learn online.
And in this podcast, we're going beyond the classroom to discuss dynamic, effective educational strategies with insights from colleagues, experts, and real experiences from tutors and learners.
So every week we draw on a different topic, drawing on our experiences at the National Learning Group and in the classroom. So let's dive into today's topic. What is tutoring and why it's important?
And today, in this episode, we're going to be looking at what tutoring is, what online learning is, and considering how tutoring has flourished, but also really diving deeper into how tutoring has developed from the face-to-face to the online version, and we're going to be asking how that compares.
So we're going to chat to our colleague Emily, who's experienced tutoring. Now, Emily experienced tutoring that was face-to-face, and here at the National Learning Group, we're an online tutoring company.
Yeah.
Now, there's a big difference between the two, but here we're advocates of the fact that we can really break the barrier between in-face and online learning.
Yeah.
So let's look a little bit at what online learning actually is. So online learning is the process of imparting knowledge to individuals visually through an online setting. So when it comes to the difference between the two, the main difference is where the training takes place. Technically, the instruction and the knowledge that you're imparting to the students is completely the same. So technically, we're just breaking that barrier of accessibility.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's been very important to students and schools in terms of filling that gap, especially because of the pandemic. It also means that tutoring can cover a range of subjects, and it also it doesn't matter where you are, where you're based. But what we're going to do is ask somebody who was being educated at a time when online education was still a little bit further into the future, not too far away. Our lovely colleague Emily is here to answer a few questions for us. So we can start with a very simple one. What subject did you have tutoring for?
Hello.
Hi, Emily.
I had tuition for maths. It was for my SAT, so I think I was around 9 or 10 years old then. And it's quite funny that I now work in finance. Maths was my least favourite subject. Didn't want to engage in the subject at all. I wasn't in the bottom of my class. I was just doing okay, but there was a concern that I might not pass. And SAT is still like, it's a, you know, 9 to 10, you're a young child, so it is still quite a basic level, but you do need your foundations for the subject. And I was just struggling and just felt like I was drowning in the classroom. So my parents decided to get a tutor, and then it was someone who had to come to our house, face-to-face, in-person learning.
And how did you, how were you encouraged to kind of engage with the tutor? Were you encouraged by your parents, or how did they deal with that?
They had to spring it on me, because if they told me in advance that a stranger was going to turn up at the house for a subject that I did not like, did not want to do.
Perfect storm.
It would not have gone well.
Yeah.
I was a very well-behaved child, but I would not have been happy, and I would have probably feigned being ill or something to get out of it. So this lovely lady had to just arrive, and I was just sat down, made to learn, and she just took her time for the first session. It was just getting to know me a little bit, which is what our tutors do.
Yeah.
You need to create a bond with your student, or else... Yeah. Just especially for a child like me who doesn't want to do that subject, because normally you need support with the subjects you don't like.
You do,
She needed to build that rapport with me first.
Yeah, and that's something we encourage now with the online tutors. Build up that working relationship, build up that trust, and then because you're right, it's normally the subjects that you don't have the confidence in.
Yeah.
That you need the tutoring with.
Yeah.
Especially at that age as well, 9 or 10, there's going to be a little bit of reluctance there to participate in anything to do with education. So looking back now, do you see the benefits? Because obviously at the time you might not have, but do you see the benefits now?
Yes, definitely. I needed help with the subject, it's simple as that, because just being in that stage in the classroom where you're the kid who's just doing okay, I say that a bit shakily, but I was okay.
Yeah.
I just needed that support because being in the classroom and the teacher has 30 other children to deal with, and I wasn't doing bad enough. I wasn't struggling enough that I needed one-to-one support with a teaching assistant. So I was just that middle group where you're just floating a little bit.
Yeah.
So I needed that added one-to-one support with someone I could trust, because going up to the teacher in the lesson to say, I need help, that can be daunting. And I didn't want to cut into my break time running around on the yard. No, thank you. So the tutor, like, outside of school, somebody that you can trust, someone you can talk to, that definitely did help, because I just needed to grasp the basic foundations of the subject, which probably helped with my learning in the future for GCSEs or the like. So it made a huge benefit, and it could be why I work in finance now.
I know, because I certainly struggled with maths. I would say I was also similar, but I would have been worse than you, Emily. I wouldn't have been middle for maths. I would have been really kind of low, but afraid to say, oh, I'm struggling.
It's daunting asking for help, isn't it? Especially in front of all your friends. As well, in a classroom, going up and saying, I need help, I can't do it.
And I had a teacher that I didn't gel with as well, which no fault of the teacher, everyone's different, but she was, I'm going to say, quite old school.
Yeah.
And that's intimidating when you don't have the confidence in a subject.
I'll always remember, this wasn't actually to do with the subject I was struggling in, but a little aside, and then we go back to the questions. I remember I was about 12 and I was in a history lesson, ironic, because of my subject. And I knew I had a music lesson at 1 o'clock or something like that. And so I went up to the teacher and I said, Mr. Cox was his name. I'm very sorry, but I was kind of whispering because I was so unconfident. And this isn't a subject I was good at. I've got this music lesson and I need to go at 1 o'clock. And he kind of just lambasted me and said, you know, why are you telling me now? It was really just quite upsetting. And I remember going back to my seat and cowering. And so this whole approaching a teacher and being aware that actually the student is really pushing themselves out of the comfort zone, to even just to ask to go to the toilet sometimes is a massive confidence thing. So for you, that will have been a massive kind of move on your part to say, I need some help. And then the reaction.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't. I said nothing. It was my parents who just recognised it, looking at the school reports, and decided to get a tutor.
And sometimes that's the way it happens, of course, at that age.
And speaking of your friends, in terms of how they would react and things, and going up and it being daunting, did any of your friends have any tutors? Was this something that was unheard of back in the day, or was it something that was quite common?
No, I don't recall any of my friends having tuition, aside from one. She was in a different school, though, but my friend was dyslexic, is dyslexic. And so she went to, it was a centre for dyslexia in the town over from where she lived. So again, in-person learning, slightly different. But none of my friends in my school that I was aware of had a tutor. It wasn't something discussed. It definitely wasn't particularly common, I would say. And without online resources, my parents had to find a local tutor to come to the house.
Yeah. And it seems like ancient history in a way, doesn't it? But obviously it's really helped you to develop and build your confidence along the way. Do you think it was part of what developed your aspirations? And, you know, you say you've ended up in finance now, which is ironic as far as you're concerned. Yeah. But was it just that you needed that little bit of confidence boost and it's fed into everything you've done since?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. And just having an adult that you can trust in to help you with areas that you're struggling. And I'd say, even like for me, even if you have a child who's just doing okay, it's good to get that extra support. Yeah. Because again, not putting down schools or teachers, not at all, just in a classroom, there's only so much time that can be dedicated to each individual student. Yeah. So a child who is getting grades, say, D, sort of C area, in maths, if I had extra support in the future, not just for my SATs and my GCSEs, maybe I could have pushed for a B instead of just a C. So even if your child's doing okay, and like me, they're a bit of a floater in the middle, just that extra support could take you even further. And then you never know where you'll end up in life. Finance, in my case, the girl who was struggling with maths, you just never know where it could lead.
It's brilliant, and it clearly shows what benefits tutoring can have. And I think on a daily basis, we receive emails and queries from parents who say, well, I think I'm going to go face-to-face. And clearly it's beneficial because you're sat here in finance. Yeah. But what would you say to parents who are debating that face-to-face is just as you know, successful as online tuition? Because you're technically one of the people that have experienced it all. You now work at an online tutoring company. You've seen the success stories here and you've experienced face-to-face. What would you say to parents who go against online tuition?
I would say definitely give it a chance, because with online, I'd say just the time that you can save, rather even just down to a little thing like somebody coming to your house, the panic of got to clean it, the hallway is a mess, put away the shoes, do this and that, because a lot of people are house proud and making sure, oh, the kid needs to have the tea first, this and that. Whereas with online, you just log on to your session, when it's due to start, the tutor's there and the lesson takes place, and then once it's done, the recording ends. That's it. And they've gotten all the, like, everything they need from the lesson that they would have got with an in-person tutor. But just that time saving's great.
Yeah.
More resources, I would say, can be used online, and tutors can access information quickly. If the child asks a random question, even not in relation to the subject, just a quick 2-second Google search, there's the answer. Whereas for in-person, if you don't know it off the top of your head and you don't have it in a pack or whatever works with you, it could be longer to find that answer for the student. So I'd say just a lot more time saving, more resources available. And if you're in an area, say you're in a tiny village, there might not be a tutor available who can meet your child's needs, which location can help.
Location, and as you mentioned, the economic effectiveness of it. So you're getting exactly what you're paying for. You're not getting 5 minutes of intros, hellos, how are you, would you like a cup of tea? And then at the end as well, when you're seeing people to the door, or the tutor struggling to find you the first time and kind of eating into half the lesson, that kind of thing.
And also settling the child as well. Like setting the student in a classroom, you have to get them there, you have to make sure all the equipment's there. They might not have the pencil, they need to go and grab it. We ensure that the students are there waiting for the tutors. We ensure that the tutors are there waiting for the students in the online classroom.
Yeah,
it's punctuality and accessibility. It's
much more effective. And it's embracing the way things are going.
Yeah.
I think more schools are looking into it as well, as this hybrid way of helping students that do, like you've described, struggle, embarrassed to speak to the teacher in front of friends, that kind of thing. I've read that there's a lot more of that.
We have schools thinking. With us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's more of that happening. So thank you so much for coming to chat to us today, Emily. We've really loved listening to your insights.
Yeah, it's been really insightful, and it's really brilliant to hear about how face-to-face tuition impacted your learning journey, and also the discussion that we've had about online tutoring. It's really highlighted the benefits, and hopefully you enjoyed being part of the podcast.
Yeah, it's been fun. Thanks, guys.
Brilliant. Welcome. Join us anytime.
So please feel free to like, subscribe and comment.
Thank you very much for joining us today. Please join us again next time, where we'll be discussing something equally exciting and developmental in terms of education.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.